The longboat had been relieved of the heavy load of produce, and now she rowed lightly. Mansur was at the tiller, and Jim gazed back over the stern as he rowed. Every now and again he grinned as he went over in his mind the brief meeting with Louisa. She spoke English, good English, with only a touch of a Dutch accent, and she was spirited and quick-witted. She had responded swiftly to the circumstances. This was no dull-witted lump of jailbait. He had seen her bare legs through the chink in the port lid as she helped him prise it open. They were starved painfully thin and galled by her chains, but they were long and straight, not twisted and deformed by rickets. "Good breeding there," as her father would say, of a blood filly. The hand that had taken the canvas bag from his was grubby and the nails were cracked and broken, but it was beautifully shaped, with gracefully tapered fingers. The hands of a lady, not a slave or scullery maid. "She does not smell like a posy of lavender, but she's been locked up in that filthy tub for Lord alone knows how long. What do you expect?" He made excuses for her. Then he thought about her eyes. Those wondrous blue eyes, and his expression was soft and dreamy. "In all my life, I have never laid eyes on a girl like that. And she speaks English." "Hey, Cuz!" Mansur shouted. "Keep the stroke! You'll have us on Robben Island if you're not more careful." Jim started out of his daydream, just in time to meet the next swell that lifted the stern high. "Sea's getting up," his father grunted. "Like as not, it'll be blowing a gale by tomorrow. We'll have to try to take out the last load before it gets too rough." Jim took his eyes off the receding shape of the ship and looked beyond her. His spirits sank. The storm clouds were piling up high and heavy as mountains upon the horizon. "I have to think up an excuse to stay ashore when they take out the next load to the Mew," he decided. "There's not going to be another chance to make ready."